Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm self-aware, diagnosed narcissist, Lee Hammack, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about dog whistles, or aka inside triggers. If you don't know what inside triggers are pretty much inside jokes, but you don't laugh at them. You get triggered by them. You explode on them. You explode when an inside trigger happens and things like that. So dog whistles, it's in the word. Yeah, everybody wants, what's a dog whistle? A dog whistle is literally that. If I take a dog whistle and I blow it, can you hear it? No. Let me blow it again. Did you hear it that time? No. Because guess what? You're not a damn dog. You're not going to hear it. You know, dog whistles are made for dogs. It's high pitched. Only the dog can hear it. So that's what a dog whistle is. Terminology-wise, only the person it's intended for is going to get it. An inside trigger is something that's subtle, sly, that's meant to trigger you and get a reaction out of you in a public space, in a private space, wherever the trigger is applied to you. They want to get a reaction out of you in that space. It could be in a courtroom. It could be in a party. It could be in a club. It could be anywhere. And the inside triggers, dog whistles, whatever you want. I'm going to say inside triggers for the rest of the episode, but they could be anything. The narcissist in your life knows about you. And this is not just like boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife stuff. This is literally, this is deeper than that. This is not boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. Just this could be your parents. This could be your brothers or your sisters, your cousins, your family members, whoever this is, your friends, your teacher, your boss, your coworker. The relationship is irrelevant. The trigger is the trigger. And people know these triggers. They're going to use them against you. Example, let's just say you're going to custody court, right? You're going to, family court, custody hearing with your ex, right? Whatever and whatnot. And let's just say one of your triggers is talking about your passed away, your dad passed away 10 years ago. Your dad's name was like Pee-wee or something. Let's just say your dad's name was Pee-wee. So y'all are in court, and the narcissist starts making jokes about Pee-wee. Like, well, I wonder what type of shoes Pee-wee got on. Or, this kind of looks like Pee-wee Herman over there, looking at you the whole time. Like, Pee-wee was a terrible person. Pee-wee Herman, that's a crazy name. Anybody named Pee-wee is a terrible person. Like, Pee-wee's raised terrible kids. And then you don't hear it enough because you know they're trying to trigger you. Boom, you explode. You have an outburst in court. You have an outburst in mediation. Guess what? You look crazy. Stop talking about my dad, Pee-wee. Everybody's like, wow, you are unhinged. And the narcissist right there just looking at you like, wow, you are unhinged. Like, who knew a couple words like Pee-wee? Pee-wee set you off? How did Pee-wee set you off? Right, you know how Pee-wee set me off. You don't deserve these kids. You don't deserve these kids. You don't deserve them. Guess what? You look like the aggressor. You do. That's why I said stay safe. Take your reactions are your power. The inside, these small little dog whistle triggers are meant to set you off, to make you look like the aggressor, to make people question your mental stability, to make you look crazy in front of people. Let's say that happens at a party. Huh. You guys, I gotta get out of here. I'm buried almost as deep as Pee-wee. Whoa, wow, y'all hear that? Like, y'all see what I have to deal with at home? Wow, you are crazy. Everybody now, you look crazy. So your reactions are your power. If you cannot control your emotions when you're around a narcissist, in court, co-parenting, whatever, you lose. You do. You keep reacting to them. You keep reacting to the text message. You keep seeing long, like when they send you some crazy ass text messages about your dad or about something that triggers you, your reaction is going to be used against you. If they send something subtle, like they say something about Pee-wee in a text message, and you send back a damn soliloquy or you know, 10 haikus talking shit, you're going to look crazy. They're like, what set you off about this conversation right here? Wow. I'm sorry you got to deal with that, man. Like, she's crazy. Yeah, so control your reactions. They're going to try to trigger you. If I can trigger you, I can control you. I said that all the time because I know I can. If I can trigger you, if I can trigger an emotional response from you, you are under my control. Point blank, period, end of story. Because you can't control your emotional responses to around me, you lose. That's it. You lose.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You say, blah, 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 blah. Nope, you lose. You'll be defeated in court. You'll be defeated everywhere because they're going to bring that into question. If I can trigger you, I can control you. That's why you see narcissistic people bringing their new supply to court. Y'all been divorced though. You know, broke up 2 weeks. They bringing their new supply to the birthday, your kid's co-parenting birthday party. A week later, they bringing a new boyfriend, a new girlfriend to the party. Things like that. That's why I say, y'all, control your reactions. Set boundaries. Have separate birthday parties. Look, y'all, distance is a boundary. You can move away from people like that. You mean? Distance is a boundary. And then, like I said, when people ask about co-parenting with a narcissist, y'all, you need to try your best because people are going to fight, kick, claw, narcissists. The robot is resetting. Now, narcissists. I forgot what I was talking about now. I really just rebooted my brain. I forgot what I was talking about. I legit just forgot what I was talking about. But yeah, when you try to co-parent with the narcissist, I think I was talking about co-parent. So when you trying to co-parent with the narcissist, yeah, that's what I was talking about. Sorry, y'all. Hope y'all still here. Don't leave me. When you're trying to co-parent with the narcissist, you're going to funnel down. Like, try your best to funnel everything down. Funnel the communication down to one avenue. Or two avenues, something less than 10. They should not be able to email you, call you, text you, Facebook you, Instagram you, TikTok you, Snapchat you, WhatsApp you. Yeah, you have to try your hardest to funnel it down to one form of communication or two. They should not have so many open forms of communication to be able to get in contact with you. They just should not have that. The more forms of communication, the more the chances they have to trigger you. They should not be able to email you, and then if you don't respond to email, text you. If you don't respond to a text, call you. You don't respond to a call or FaceTime you, or show up at your house. Boundaries. Cut it down. Y'all be acting like the other person is in charge. They are not in charge, y'all. You are. You are absolutely 100% in charge of your time, your effort, your energy. Take control. I know sometimes they beat you down to the point where you feel like you don't have any type of control. You feel like they are in control of your circumstances, your situations, and things like that. You feel like that way, but they are not. You are. You have the power, you have the energy, you have the strength to take everything back. You just have to, because if they can trigger you, they can control you. They just did. And the more openness, the more avenues they have to trigger you, the more likely they are to trigger you. That's just a fact. This is not me rambling off. This is not the ramblings of a madman. This is literally factual information I'm spitting to you. Cut down the avenues of communication. You might not, if you have kids, you can't go no contact most times, so cut it down. Parenting apps, something, just email. But if I just shut it down, the email, they'll pop up in my house. Restraining orders. See, I'll be scared to call the goddamn police. I'm telling you, the police don't help. Keep calling them. But if you call them, enforce them. You can't keep calling the police and just have them come over there just to check the situation and leave. They'll start showing up slower and slower and slower. Hey, that's the Hammock residence. They're just going to fuss and fight. And look, they're going to send us away. There's more important things to do. Take your time getting there. So their response time to decrease because you done called them so much. Enforce what you do. Enforce it. If you don't, they're going to take control of you. You feel powerless. No, what I do, they won't leave me alone. Call the police. Get you some protection. Force them to leave you alone. You know what I mean? Sometimes they're going to try their best to trigger you because if they can trigger you, they can control you. If they trigger you enough, they think they're going to beat you down to the point where you just give in. Like, I'm just going to give in then. Like, I can't win. I might as well just give in. At least it's easier to just be with them because at least when I'm with them, they can't trigger me, you know? At least when I'm with them, they can't trigger me as much. And I ain't got to, you know, I feel better. At least I know where they're going to be. At least I know how it's going to be. Is I'm not happy, but it's easier this way. Is it? Is it easier this way? Is it? I need to know. You just said it. He's like, I can't. I'm not in control, but at least I'm in control. At least I can't get triggered this way. Take back your power, y'all. You're in control. Because I'm trying to trigger you. I'm trying to find any way to trigger you. Your mom, your dad, I'm reaching out to your family members, your cousins, your coworkers, everybody gonna know. Especially if you discarded me, if you broke up with me, everybody gonna know. I'm going through every single avenue. Cut down the avenues of communication. If you can't go no contact because of kids, cut down the avenues of communication or go no contact. You have to. You just have to be able to go no contact. Like, I broke no contact. Start over and stop. Stop breaking it. What's the point of breaking it? What do you gain from breaking no contact, y'all? I need to know. Right now. Let me know. Let me know what you gain from breaking no contact. You got 5 seconds. Nothing? Cool. You gain nothing from breaking no contact other than the sadness you get, the feeling of failure for breaking no contact. You're not going to get closure. You're not going to get, not going to get a genuine apology. You're not going to get that. Take your time. You deserve better. I can tell you that you deserve better. I'm just telling you, dog whistles and inside triggers, when they blow the dog whistle, you don't have to answer the call. Your ears don't have to perk up. Anyways, y'all, I know y'all heard they go off. I got a one-on-one in here. I got to hop on here right now. Thank y'all for tuning in. Really, really, truly appreciate y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Like and subscribe.